Hi, everybody. Welcome to our program. This is English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our history unit today, and we're going to be talking about something called anesthesia, or anesthesia, as you're supposed to pronounce
it. Yeah, I say anesthesia.
Yeah, the TH is in the middle there, so it's kind of weird. Anesthesia. It's got a couple of very difficult to pronounce consonants there,
yeah.
But hey, do your best and we'll understand what you say. But anesthesia, of course, is the chemical or the gas that they give you before you have an operation so you don't feel any pain, at least not as much pain as you would without it.
I love anesthesia, actually.
I haven't had that many operations, but I do remember when getting anesthesia just before the surgery started, I felt like I was on cloud nine.
Yeah, you feel pretty good. You know, that's what Michael Jackson died of, propofol or something like that.
That's an anesthetic?
It's the only way he could go to sleep at night.
Poor guy.
But it's illegal to use outside of a hospital, but his doctor got it for him, and that's why his parents sued the doctor for malpractice, killing Michael Jackson. And by giving him that.
Wow, yeah. No more moon dance because of that, huh?
So I know it feels good. It feels good to get anesthesia, get an anesthetic in your body because it takes away the pain and kind of gives you a high. You know, it's a drug, but you should only use it if you absolutely have to. I love it. I've had anesthesia here in Taiwan because I had my tooth pulled out and bone put into my jaw.
Ugh.
And I said, oh, I don't want to be awake for that. So I went to the hospital.
My goodness, that sounds so horrible. I don't blame you for having complete anesthesia there. I want to have a complete anesthesia just to hear you describe it. It is so gross sounding. Painful. It sounds painful.
It's no fun to have surgery, that's for sure. Okay, guys, we're going to read through our lesson and then we'll be back to talk about it. Removing an appendix is a common surgical operation. But would it still go smoothly without anesthesia? Instead of being peacefully unconscious, the patient would be awake and feel the whole excruciating procedure. What if you need to have a tooth removed, but the dentist couldn't numb you with a local anesthetic? You'd experience the agony of having the tooth pulled out of your jaw. There's no denying that anesthetic is one invention we should be very grateful for. Throughout history, doctors and healers have used many different substances to dull the pain caused by operations or to put people to sleep. Early anesthetics included herbs such as opium, which could be consumed or smoked. Large quantities of alcohol were also used to get people so drunk that they couldn't feel pain. In addition, techniques such as hypnosis and extreme cold therapy were experimented with. The biggest breakthroughs in anesthesia came in the last few centuries. The year 1775 saw the discovery of laughing gas, or nitrous oxide, which is still used today. Another chemical, chloroform, came along in the 1830s. Ever since then, scientists have continued to refine and perfect anesthesia. Now we have local anesthetic, which numbs a particular area. And general anesthetic, which knocks people out for a while. Though receiving a local anesthetic is fairly simple, anyone going under a general anesthetic has to make some preparations. To begin with, you need to have an empty stomach. You shouldn't eat or drink anything after midnight, the night before your operation. This reduces the chances of vomiting during surgery. If vomiting occurs, it could enter the lungs, leading to serious complications. You'll also need to know if you or anyone in your family has had an allergic reaction to anesthesia before. Most importantly, try to remain calm. You'll wake up in a few hours and you won't have felt a thing.
Okay, let's talk about today's lesson in detail. The title is Feel No Pain with Anesthesia. Okay, so yes, if you have anesthesia during an operation or during surgery, You should, in theory, not feel anything. You should feel no pain. And, of course, this applies to operations on your body or when you go to the dentist and have a tooth pulled or have a cavity fixed or when you have root canal, like I've had a couple of times. And, yes, indeed, the anesthesia does make the experience less unpleasant.
Yeah, it really does. I would hate to go to the dentist if I didn't know he was going to be able to numb me before he did some pretty scary things. So anesthesia is what actually takes away the pain. You don't have to be knocked unconscious. That would be general anesthesia. But nowadays we have the local anesthesia or local anesthetic, which just numbs a little portion of your body where they're doing the work. For example, if you have stitches, I cut my hand pretty badly in Taiwan and I needed stitches, and they'll give you a shot before they start sewing it shut. That's the anesthetic that they put in there to numb it.
Yeah, otherwise it will hurt like
crazy.
Heck.
Yes.
So, yes, indeed, let's give you an example here. It says, removing an appendix is a common surgical operation. The appendix is a little bit of flesh that kind of sticks out from the end of your stomach or something like that. And we don't really know what it's for. In some animals, it aids in digestion, but in humans, it doesn't appear to do anything. And the only reason we have it is to have it cut out when we have a ruptured appendix. It can have some problems and it will need to come out. So that's why you can imagine that this would be quite painful if you did not have anesthesia. It is a common surgical operation. If something's surgical, it has to do with surgery. And surgery is when a doctor takes a knife and cuts you open in order to fix a problem you have inside of your body.
I wanted to mention something that is often misunderstood here in Taiwan, learning English. Operation is also when a doctor cuts you open and takes something out or, you know, fixes something inside you. Surgery, though, is non-count. You can say, I'm having surgery tomorrow, but you cannot say, I'm having a surgery tomorrow.
That's weird, yeah.
Now, here's the difference. Operation is countable, so you have to say, I'm having an operation tomorrow. So be careful with those two.
Yeah, it's pretty weird, but yeah, it sounds funny if you say I'm having a surgery. Oh, it sounds so weird. But
bad.
We still understand you, but it's not correct. I'm having an operation. Operation is, yeah, the same as surgery, but it can mean more things. Operation, like business operations, for example. But in this case, we're using it to refer to some kind of medical procedure that does involve a knife and cutting you open. Now, but what it still goes smoothly without anesthesia. Okay, so yes, imagine that. Would it go smoothly if the patient were not anesthetized?
I hope
I said that right.
Oh, that's hard to say,
that's
Tom.
That's the verb form. But yeah, I probably should have avoided that. But in any case here, yes, would it go as smoothly without anesthesia?
I don't think so. You'd have someone on the operating table screaming.
Yep.
Actually, I know a person who woke up during her surgery and could feel the pain but couldn't talk.
Wow.
Horrible. It happens sometimes. Instead of being peacefully unconscious, the patient, of course, would be awake and feel all of that excruciating pain. We're going to talk about what excruciating means. It's such a great word. Now, if you're unconscious, it means you're not aware of what's going on around you. You kind of look like you're asleep, but we think that when people are unconscious, they can't hear us. I've been unconscious before. I don't remember hearing anybody talking to me when I was unconscious, but you're just not aware of what's going on around you when you're unconscious.
How did you become unconscious? Did you get in a car wreck or something?
I fainted because I was in the back of a truck and I guess I was breathing in gas fumes.
Ooh. Wow.
And when we stopped to get gas, I was standing out by the car and all of a sudden I heard someone say, Stephanie! And it was my mom, and she could see I was falling, and I fell and was unconscious.
Wow. Okay. So, right. In this case, we're describing being peacefully unconscious, but instead of being peacefully unconscious, the patient would be awake and feel the whole excruciating procedure. Excruciating is a word we use to describe extreme pain, usually.
Uh-huh.
It just means intensely painful. Excruciating leg pain. I just got run over covered by a bicycle, and my leg is feeling excruciating pain as a result.
Yeah, if you really feel something strongly, and it has to be a physical pain, that's a word you can use. It's excruciating. Is that hard to say? It's excruciating. Kind of, a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
It's a great word, though, to really emphasize how badly something hurts. So what if you need to have a tooth removed, like me, right? Mm-hmm. But the dentist couldn't numb you with a local anesthetic. That's when they have a little bit of that anesthesia in a shot, and they give you the shot beforehand. That's the local anesthetic. Well, what would happen? Well, you would hurt a lot. You'd experience the agony of having the tooth pulled out of your jaw. That's what they had to go through, you know, back in the 1700s, 1800s. I always think of them and I think, oh, those poor things. And once they pull out your teeth, back then they couldn't put another tooth in.
Oh, no.
You were stuck with just gums to eat with. So
yeah.
It was hard, yeah.
Wow. So here we're using the word numb as a verb to make you feel numb. And, of course, yeah, why couldn't the doctor do this with a local anesthetic? Maybe you're kind of allergic to it or something. There might
Maybe.
Be some various reasons.
Yeah.
Anesthetic, of course, is that chemical or the gas that they use. You would experience the agony of having the tooth pulled out of your jaw. Ow, that hurt, pulling that tooth out of my jaw. And there's no denying that anesthetic is one invention we should be very grateful for.
I'm certainly grateful for it. I love it. You can see, though, if you've ever had a local anesthetic, you know, given to you to kind of help you out while you're either getting stitches or you're getting a tooth pulled out, you can see why people enjoy it because there's no pain. And that's why some people get hooked on some of these painkillers that people can buy. You know, it's kind of sad. It feels good, but it sure isn't good for your life because you know, constantly want to feed that drug habit.
You might become addicted to it, so
yeah.
Don't let that happen. But in any case, we've come to the halfway point in our explanation. We're going to stop now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要谈论的主题是跟麻醉有关。在很多的 surgical operation, 外科手术当中，我们都可以看到麻醉的存在。第一个空格提到 but,Would it still go blank one without anesthesia? 在这里提到万一没有麻醉的话，这些手术还能够怎么样的进行吗？如果没有麻醉的话，恐怕手术就没有办法这么顺畅的进行了。所以搭配文意，第一题我们可以选择 D 选项的 smoothly, 有顺利地的意思。第二个空格这里提到呢 The patient would be blank too and feel the whole excruciating procedure. 如果没有麻醉的话，那么在整个手术过程当中，病人就会是怎么样，而且可以感受到整个难以忍受的手术过程。没有麻醉，当然病人就会是清醒着。所以在这里 ,be 动词后面需要一个形容词。第二题的标准答案就选 A, awake, 代表就是醒着的意思。第三个空格 ,you'd experience the blank three of having the tooth pulled out of your jaw.在这里提到的是拔牙，如果没有麻醉药的话，那你就会体验到这个牙齿被从你下颚拔出来的这种什么呢？当然是这种痛苦咯。第三格我们可以选择 G 选项的 agony, 在这里指的呢就是极度的痛苦的意思。在第一段的最后一句提到 There's no denying that anesthetic is one invention we should be very blank for. 不可避免的不可否认的麻醉是我们必须非常怎么样的一项发明。一样在 be 动词后面我们要连接的是一个形容词。正因为有麻醉药我们要非常感激有麻醉药才不用忍受这些痛苦。搭配文意，第四题我们可以选择 F 选项的 grateful, 正是有感激的意思。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. Let's take a look at the second paragraph here. It talks a little bit about the history of anesthesia. Now, throughout history, or all through history, doctors and healers have used many different substances to dull the pain caused by operations or to put people to sleep. Mm. So if you're a doctor or a healer or a medicine man or whatever, at some point you're going to have to perform an operation on somebody, and you need something to stop that patient from screaming in pain. So you need something to dull the pain. Dull here as a verb just means to lessen the severity of something, to lessen the pain. And they needed something or to put people to sleep during the operation. Now, early anesthetics included herbs such as opium, which could be consumed or smoked. So you all know what opium is here. It's very commonly grown in, I guess, the Golden Triangle in, you know, China, Laos, and Thailand there. Opium is very common there. Also in Afghanistan, yapien is what you call it in Chinese. But we've got – that's kind of an herb, actually. It's kind of a special plant that flavors food and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. This one has the opium poppy, and opium, I guess, comes from the plants, and they extract it and make various kinds of narcotics out of it, like heroin and things like that.
Mm, yeah. It can be consumed, taken into your body, or smoked. Now, large quantities of alcohol were also used to get people so drunk that they couldn't feel pain. So, adjective that something's true. I'm so tired that I could sleep for 2 days. Okay? Mm. So that's how that pattern works. So large quantities, large amounts of alcohol. They did use a lot of alcohol when they had to either like perform, you know, a simple surgery back in the 1800s or pull out a tooth on someone. But unfortunately, that's not good for you either. In addition, techniques such as hypnosis, and there's something called an extreme cold therapy, which I've never heard of. Those were used as well to try to get around that pain. Hypnosis is kind of cool. It's when you talk somebody into the state of, they're in this state of consciousness. They can, you know, like hear and see, but you can tell them what to do and they have to obey you. It's kind of weird. How do you explain hypnosis?
I would just explain it by telling you the Chinese term, cui mian. There you go, hypnosis.
Oh.
That's okay. The noun, and the verb is to hypnotize somebody. So somebody might try to hypnotize you to get you to quit smoking or lose weight or whatever.
Well, I was going to say they use hypnosis all the time to get people to quit smoking, and I hear it's successful. So extreme cold therapy, I'm not sure how that works. I guess get some part of your body so cold that it can't feel pain. They experimented with these different ways of, you know, getting around that awful pain. If you experiment, you try stuff out. It could be a scientific experiment where you go into a laboratory and mix things together and test things. You can also experiment with different things just to try it out. You could use that verb to experiment with.
Like in cooking, experimenting with different ingredients or something.
Yeah.
Maybe your chow fan is a little boring, so you're going to put some saffron in there or something like that.
Expensive.
And experiment with that and see what it does to the taste. Well, here's the next paragraph. It says, the biggest breakthroughs in anesthesia came in the last few centuries, fortunately for us. That's kind of bad for people who lived before that.
I know.
But we're talking about breakthroughs here. A breakthrough is just a big discovery or a big change, a big development, and then everything afterwards is different. Breakthroughs in medicine, for example, when they could transplant the human heart, or penicillin was a big breakthrough in medicine, or breakthroughs in you know, computer technology and stuff like that. It's happening all the time, but a breakthrough in anesthesia, they came a few centuries ago. Let's go back to the year 1775, the year before America declared itself independent from Great Britain. That saw the discovery of laughing gas or nitrous oxide, which is still used today. That's a kind of chemical, as you can tell from the title, nitrous oxide. There must be some nitrogen in there, and there must be some oxygen in there. And it is also commonly referred to as laughing gas. Some people actually take this because it does kind of give you a temporary high, although it doesn't really last that long.
I've never
tried it myself.
Oh, I've had it. It's great. We had it at my dentist growing up. It's awful.
Oh, you did it on purpose, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. It's really fun. Okay, so they don't have it here, unfortunately.
Uh-oh.
Now, another chemical called chloroform came along in the 1830s. If something comes along, it's discovered or just shows up, you know, you could be outside shopping and all of a sudden a horse comes along and there's a driver or a rider on the horse and says, do you want to ride home? So come along just means to show up. Now, ever since then, scientists have continued to refine and perfect, that's the verb form of that word, guys, not the adjective form, perfect, anesthesia. If you refine something, you make it just a little bit better than it was before. Maybe you take out any impurities, you make it as good as possible. You improve it by making little changes, though. Now we have local anesthetic. We've talked about that, how it's just in a shot, and they can shoot that anesthetic into a part of your body to numb it. That can numb a particular area. And then there's general anesthetic, which knocks you out for a while. If someone is knocked out, you have to be knocked out. It means they lose consciousness. They're unconscious for a while.
Indeed, knockout also is used in boxing when the boxer knocks out his opponent. We also sometimes just shorten that to KO. Mm. You all know that term. Now, here in the final paragraph, it says, though receiving a local anesthetic is fairly simple, anyone going under a general anesthetic has to make some preparations. If you make preparations, that means you do a different set of things that will help you when the actual event happens.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you need to make some preparations if you're going to go traveling. You need to pack. You need to get the time off from work. You might want to buy some insurance. You need to have somebody come over to water your plants or feed your cat or clean the litter box or whatever. These are all preparations you need to make before you take a trip. And in this case, if you're going to receive a local anesthetic, well, it's fairly simple or relatively simple, but you do need to make some preparations.
Yeah, but the general anesthetic is more serious. So you have to prepare. To begin with, you need to have an empty stomach. You shouldn't eat or drink anything after midnight the night before your operation. And that's a serious thing. When I showed up for my surgery, they asked me if I'd had any water to drink. And I had to take some medicine that morning. I'd had a little tiny bit. They almost canceled my surgery.
Wow. Just because of that, huh?
Yeah, because it's pretty dangerous. If something happens and your stomach's upset and you're unconscious, you can actually choke to death.
Whoa,
that
sounds pretty scary. So this should be taken seriously. So, yes, don't eat or drink after midnight, the night before your operation, and this reduces the chances of vomiting, which can happen if you're sick or if you've drunk too much alcohol or something like that. You don't want to vomit or throw up during surgery, which again is the procedure in which the doctor is performing an operation on you. Now, if vomiting occurs, if it happens, it could enter the lungs, leading to serious complications. And a complication here, that's a noun that just means something that is a big hassle. It's a pain in the butt. If you've got vomit in your lungs, they're going to have to clean it out, and you're having an operation, and it's really complicated because of those complications.
Mm-hmm. You'll have complications when things go wrong that they hadn't planned on. That's a complication. You'll also need to know if you or anyone in your family has had an allergic reaction to anesthesia before. If you're allergic to some sort of drug, your body can react in a weird way. You might get a rash, you know, red bumps all over your arm, or it might make you have some difficulty breathing. A lot of things can happen if you're allergic to types of drugs. The doctors will always ask you about that. Telling Tom before we started our program, my sister is allergic to anesthesia.
Ooh.
And we didn't know until she was having her baby and they gave her an epidural, which numbs your backbone, and she almost died. So
wow.
You got to be careful.
Wow. So it sounds like she's never going to be able to have an operation without experiencing great pain. Too bad. But in any case here, yes, you might have an allergic reaction. Most importantly, try to remain calm. Just relax. You'll wake up in a few hours and you won't have felt a thing. Mm. Although sometimes after an operation, there can be soreness where the cut was made, but that doesn't really have anything to do with the anesthesia. Mm-mm. But do be prepared. An operation is not a pleasant experience, no matter how much anesthetic you have.
Okay, guys, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
第五个空格提到 throughout history, doctors and healers have used many different blank five to dull the pain caused by operations or to put people to sleep.其实纵观历史，你会看到有很多的医师跟治疗师都使用过许多不同的什么来减轻手术所造成的疼痛。那么当然他们使用的就是不同的物质，在这里需要一个名词，我们可以选择 I 选项的 substances， 指的就是物质的意思。中间提到了有许多的药草跟鸦片都可以来使用。第六个空格后面的句子则提到 techniques such as hypnosis and extreme cold therapy were experimented with. 除了使用这些物质之外，还有什么呢？还有像是催眠跟这种极端的冷冻疗法也被拿来做实验。所以除了物质之外，还有这些其他的技巧跟方法来使用，搭配文意。第六题我们可以选择 H 选项的 in addition， 指的是此外还有什么的意思。第七个空格的句子提到 The year 1775 saw the blank 7 of laughing gas or nitrous oxide。其实到了1775年呢，你就看到人们发现了一种叫做笑气或者是一氧化二氮的物质。所以第七题搭配文意，我们要放的是一个名词，就可以选择 L 选项的 discovery， saw the discovery of something， 也就是有发现某个事物的意思。而当然要麻醉之前要做一些准备咯。第八个空格是一个转成词，后面连接的是 You need to have an empty stomach。 一刚开始首先最重要的就是呢，你必须要空腹。所以同样的搭配文意，第八题我们可以选择 J 选项的 to begin with。后面还提到了呢，第九个空格 This blank nine, the chances of vomiting during surgery， 在前一晚的时候呢，手术的前一晚也不可以在午夜之后吃或喝东西。为什么要这样做呢？因为这样子做就可以减少你在手术中呕吐的可能性。第九题主词是 this， 搭配动词第三人称单数，我们可以选择一选项的 reduces， 正是有降低、减少的意思。还有一个要注意的是，在第十个空格的句子提到 You also need to know if you or anyone in your family has had an blank 10 reaction to anesthesia before. 你还要知道的就是你的家族当中有没有人会对麻醉药怎么样的反应呢？最怕的就是对麻醉药产生过敏的反应。所以第十个空格可以选择 K 选项的 allergic， 也就是有过敏的意思。以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Hopefully, if you ever have to have an operation or surgery, it will not be a painful experience. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.